Mornings with Bucky and Aaron are brought to you by Bud Light. B&E.
Okay, got to see my mama. This, you know, these days are getting numbered there when you get in your 80s. I think that's where you go. Unless you're like E. Hogan, because he's going to 110 or something like that.
No, no. I'm planning to live to be 110 or 120, maybe older. I'm not saying
maybe
I'm going
older?
To, but you have to plan for it. 40 years from now, the advances in medical technology.
The advances in Bud Light.
Well, no, I'll give up the Bud Light here at some point.
What?
It'll happen.
No, no, don't say. What
yes,
do you mean?
Of course.
Give up the shrimp and the Bud Light?
I didn't say the Bud Light's sweet.
He's not going to give up the sweet part of it.
Still go
the sweet
game.
Life.
Oh. Forever. You got to plan for things. Longhorns have to plan to beat TCU. You got a game plan. Got to be ready to win these things.
But they're not going to use that same Maryland game plan, right?
No. Leave that. Might as well throw that away. File 13. Might as well. You got a plan to be.
Yes, you do. You got to continue to grow.
Triple digit guy.
That's what
Evolve,
I believe.
Evolve, grow. Forever young.
Everybody wants to jump right into it. You know what? You have to learn. There comes a price with learning to grow.
You're 60-something years old. You just got married. Your best years could still be coming.
No. My best years have gone by.
What do you mean?
My best years have gone by. I'll just let you know that.
It doesn't mean I can't define best.
No. It doesn't mean that I can't have a, on the outside, going out the door, that I can't have some fun years. But my best years have come and gone. I have no problem with that at all.
Your best memories with your new wife, your best golf scores.
Don't try to bless. No.
That's all coming, still be coming.
No, it's all.
That's in your head, though. You're creating
now
that.
My best years with my wife are here, and there is nothing wrong with that. But the best years of my life, you mean like my 20s and 30s? That crap is gone, man. That was some
that
good
was
stuff,
you were
brother.
Dumb and, you know.
Dumb.
Doing, oh.
That was. I wasn't dumb. I was fun. It was great. 20s, 30s, and some of the 40s. When you get to be 60... When people start saying your best years are yet to come, you got to be looking at them going, what are you, nuts? Are you crazy?
I feel that way, and I'm 24.
Oh, see, that's your problem, y'all too negative.
It's not negative.
No,
it's just
accurate,
life.
You know?
It's just the way it goes, man.
Hey, B&E fact of the day, let's go ahead and pay it off. BK will not be going to Houston Astros spring training in the spring. If I get the invite, I will be going to West Palm Beach, Florida.
Oh, West Palm.
Yeah.
Right down. You're not very far from, oh, my God, Fort Lauderdale. You're right down the road.
See, because remember, because back when, for people who don't know, you and I have been doing the
show
a
donuts.
Long time. Well, I used to go on the spring training trip when the Round Rock Express were the Astros affiliate before. And, Reed Ryan was in charge and J.J. Gotch and the crew. And we'd go to Kissimmee, Florida. And have a great time. That's right outside of Disney. But
I could still hear the mowers in the morning when you were out there.
Yeah, great. We had a great time.
The fresh grass.
Yeah. Well, so Jim Crane, the new owner of the Astros, built the Astros a brand new complex in West Palm Beach, which is closer to where he wants to be. And it just opened last year. Apparently, it's state of the art. It's the ballpark of the Palm Beaches.
BK, you and Trey ain't got a chance. You ain't going anywhere.
I'm
going
to try it out first. If we get invited. If we even get invited.
Maybe I'll get invited to the Big League weekend at the Alamo Dome in San Antonio.
There you go.
No, you can go that.
No, you can go that.
Thanks.
Or you can go out to Round Rock and do something with them.
Well, no, that's okay. Look, let's be fully candid here. That's one of the reasons I wanted you and Trey to go last year, because I knew it was going to be the last Ranger spring training. I know you two are big Ranger fans. I said, hey, y'all should go.
I'm appreciative, man. That was awesome.
Y'all should go.
Trip.
Because those are fun. You get behind the scenes with the team. Someone asked on the Specs text line, paying off the fact of the day, that what about the coaches? Because, again, people have confusion on how minor leagues. The Round Rock Express do not hire the coaches for their AAA team. The Texas Rangers or the Houston Astros hire the coaches. Baseball, the Astros or the Rangers decide all baseball decisions. For well-run organizations or any organization, you know, the minor league coaches are very important. They're vital all the way up and down. These are the people training their talent. These are the people that are teaching them the ways they want to develop their players. So, you know, the Express and the minor league organization has no control over players, coaches. What they get to hire are the people that work at the stadium, sell the tickets, the grounds crew.
They'll still be there.
They'll still be there.
Yeah, everybody will still be there.
But the players and coaches will be
there. They'll be gone.
And they'll be hired by the Astros now.
Because
that organization.
You'll know this.
By the way, that's not official yet. But I'm reporting that it's probably going to happen this week.
I don't know why I'm asking, BK. You know this. Was the Emmys last night or tonight?
It was last night.
It was last night?
Yes.
Did my guy from Ozark. What?
No, he did not win.
He did not win?
By the way, I tried to watch some of that between the Astros
game. Game of Thrones. How many did they win?
Game of Thrones won.
Of course.
Yeah, Game of Thrones won as best drama for the Emmy Awards last night.
I watched like 2 seconds of it just when I turned on the TV.
Kind of a freak
it was
show,
on.
Wasn't it?
And Dinklage. Your boy Dinklage.
I didn't see. You know, Peter Dinklage did win Best Supporting Actor.
He was the only guy. I didn't even know what he won. I saw him on stage for 2 seconds, and you know what I thought?
Not so fast, Mitch.
Hey,
not
no, you
so
did not.
Fast.
You're about to get
you did
in
not think that.
Of course.
Was he dressed? Was he dressed cool?
No, he looks great,
man.
Did he have his good stuff on?
Yeah.
He's a great actor.
So Bateman didn't get anything for Ozark?
He was nominated. He did not win. He did not win.
Game of Thrones must have a zillion of those last night.
Last night's Emmys, which, again, were hard to watch, but it seemed like one political statement after another.
Well, I know that.
But the awards themselves are so fragmented. It's just like TV today. I mean, the people that were winning, I mean, there are so many platforms to watch your shows from Amazon to Hulu to Netflix to Showtime. I mean, the winner, Game of Thrones, won, but the outstanding drama nominees were The Americans, which I'm not even sure what channel that's on. I've heard it's great. The Crown.
Which I've seen. Is that The Crown that I've watched for 2 years?
I'm sure. Yeah, it was nominated, but Game of Thrones won. The Handmaid's Tale, Stranger Things, nah. This Is Us, Westworld. This Is Us is an NBC
show. That's a TV
show,
yeah.
Yeah. Again, they're everywhere.
So it's all over. It's not just
The outstanding comedy.
Netflix.
The outstanding comedy went to something called The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Which I've never seen.
I believe it's an Amazon show. I believe. I don't even know where you find that. But again, you got to go stream these things, and that's the way TV's going.
I truly didn't even know Curb Your Enthusiasm was still on.
HBO.
They're still making new ones?
Yeah. It was up for Outstanding Comedy.
We have to go back to that, BK. That's funny.
No, that's good. That's a show I need to watch more of.
But it's just how fragmented TV is, and that was the Oscars last night. Or the Oscars. The Emmys.
Okay.
The Emmys last night. I did see in the reality show competition, RuPaul's Drag Racer won that drag race.
RuPaul, the gal dude or whatever?
Yeah, beat The Voice and Top Chef and some other shows. Saturday Night Live won. The Crown won a bunch. No, but Jason Bateman in Ozark did not win lead actor in a drama. That went to someone in The Americans, Matthew Rhys or Rees.
I'll be.
There you go.
But Bummer.
Yes, Peter Dinklage did win. But I was watching football. With that in mind, let's get you to the headlines, get you caught up on a Tuesday morning with the news brief to get you caught up. UBO Business Services brings you the news, always at the Ticket City Update Desk, college football. Get to that NFL game in a moment. But Texas head coach Tom Herman, a clear message yesterday at his weekly news conference, recapping Saturday's exciting win over USC. Message pretty clear. It's on to TCU. Texas opens Big 12 conference play this Saturday, facing a Horned Frog team that has dominated Texas 4 consecutive years. And Coach Herman knows after watching the tape, this year's edition could be as good or better than any Gary Patterson has had.
We've got our work cut out for us on both sides of the football. TCU has speed everywhere. I mean, they are their skill guys on offense are fast in terms of their wide receivers and running backs. And then obviously on defense. Even their front is fast and athletic. So, they played well. They came up a bit short, but as fast of a defense as I've seen in a long time.
A lot of speed. That game 3:30 on Saturday. Congratulations to Longhorn senior linebacker Gary Johnson. He was named by the Big 12 Conference as its Defensive Player of the Week yesterday for his performance against the Trojans Saturday night. Johnson with 6 tackles, 4 for loss, a sack, forced a fumble. Also had a quarterback hurry in the 37-14 win. Coach Herman also announced yesterday that starting linebacker and defensive end Malcolm Roach is out 6 to 8 weeks and have surgery on Wednesday for a fracture in his foot. Running back Keonta Ingram, by the way, the freshman running back, had a good day at workout yesterday, according to Coach Herman. He's questionable, though, for the game on Saturday. Starting center Zach Shackelford listed as probably doubtful, according to Tom Herman. Monday Night Football last night wrapping up Week 2. And how about Khalil Mack and the suddenly dominating Chicago Bears defense? They dominate the Seattle Seahawks last night in a 24-17 win. Game wasn't that close. Newly acquired Khalil Mack had 1 of 6 sacks, Seahawks of Russell Wilson. Also forced a fumble on a strip sack, and then Bears cornerback Prince Amukamara returned an interception 50 yards for a touchdown to clinch the win late as the Bears improved to 1-1. Seahawks are 0-2 now. Next up for Seattle, the Cowboys. This coming Sunday in Seattle, they'll be facing a Dallas defense that has allowed just 29 points in their first 2 games. That's the fewest a Cowboys team has allowed to start a season since 1996. And, of course, the Cowboys are coming off that 6-sack performance of Eli Manning on Sunday night. Elsewhere in the NFL, Minnesota Vikings cut rookie kicker Daniel Carson yesterday, a day after he missed 3 field goals in their tie against the Packers, 29-all. They've signed former Cowboy Dan Bailey. That's an upgrade. Browns also cut their rookie kicker Zane Gonzalez, who missed 2 field goals and 2 extra points in Cleveland's 3-point loss in New Orleans on Sunday. They have signed Greg Joseph. Joseph. Browns also traded yesterday troubled wide receiver Josh Gordon to the New England Patriots for a fifth-round draft pick. Team announced their intentions to part ways with the former Baylor Bear on Saturday night after Gordon showed up late for a team meeting on Saturday morning. Baseball last night, quite a downer for the Astros as they were four outs away from another win and a five-game lead in the AL West. But Seattle rookie Daniel Vogelbach connected on a two-out pinch hit grand slam off of Astros reliever Hector Rondon. Seattle wins at 4-1. Houston's leading the West now four games over idle Oakland. Rangers were a 3-0 loser to Tampa. And that's the news.
Documation is now UBO Business Services. New name, same great people, endless possibilities. That's UBO Business Services. Visit them at ubeo.com.
We'll get you the backstory on Josh Gordon coming up here. Also, got to get on the Cleveland Browns fans. But and this one says Mrs. Maisel is awesome. See, that's the thing. All these shows are winning awards. People are like, no, that's great. It's good. You got to see it. Well, it's like, I don't even know where it's at. Like, I'm so confused by the barrage of options. I'm like,
well, first of all, I can't afford all those different channels.
Well,
I know some of them are for free. And
yeah, I know.
But Showtime and HBO, I can't afford them all.
Yeah, I know. Right? So, I'm sure there is a guide out there that kind of guides you to where they all are and how to find them and which shows are best. But yeah, like The Americans, I heard, is great. Like, really good. The Crown, you told me, was great.
I love The Crown.
A show called Godless that you saw.
Godless is awesome.
Won a bunch of awards last
Trying
night.
Trying to get BK to look at Ozark, but he's refusing right now.
Ozark I am watching because it's on Netflix. I know where that is. I
do it because I have Netflix too, yes.
Yeah, and that's good. I can't wait to pick it up. I'm watching season two
but now that BK has gotten rid of all the boys, you know, the boys have gone home now after the weekend.
Left.
Yeah.
Well, I had to go back and rewatch Ohio State, TCU, and Auburn LSU from the weekend. I didn't watch those live.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight I got Boise and Oklahoma State. I got to rewatch the games. Got to
rewatch them. Got to see them. I need to ask you about that LSU
coach
game coming
BK,
up here in a minute.
That's what. Yeah, he's the new coach. He's
getting into
state.
Coaching, man. I'm going to try to get into coaching. That's
there
what the money
go.
Is.
Yeah, it is, actually.
The next Todd Orlando, man.
Exactly. Hey, tell them about CoverPro, Buck. Then we'll dive into the coaches.
Speaking of being serious about the NFL, let the Austin-based group of pros give you that unfair advantage on Mondays, Thursdays, and Sundays during the NFL season. The CoverPro.com group, they'll give you weekly projections that will help you beat the odds. Read their testimonies, and please do read their winning percentages versus the spread. A subscription to the CoverPro.com provides access to various analytics and forecasts for the real games that you really are going to care about. Don't fear the NFL odds. Again, the CoverPro.com. And right now, 6 weeks absolutely free, no risk. It's risky if you just don't want to win. Go to Bucky 2018 for 25% off all subscriptions to thecoverpro.com.
This is a reality show about drag racing. Won an award. No, it's not about drag racing. It's a RuPaul drag race.
No, that's not drag racing.
Race
Ron
drag.
Paul?
RuPaul has been around.
Not Ron Paul.
No, RuPaul's been around for a long, long time. Long time.
Hey, this guy asked about the minor league affiliation changes. Will the colors change again? Round Rock does control their colors. Like their
uniforms. We're going to have some new unis.
Well,
up in here.
They'll decide that. The team, the affiliate gets to decide what the promotions are and all that stuff. They run the day.
So there's a lot of things you've been keeping from us, and that's fine.
No,
because
if
that's where you want to be,
from you.
Sure you have. You've been keeping secrets.
I've been telling you that this was coming since when I sent BK and the guys to spring training.
But
this was obvious.
This was a secret to BK and Trey that they will not be going. That just. Well, they should have known that, though,
year.
Right? But they should have known.
Well,
they should have known that they weren't going.
My great friend Reed Ryan, if and when the Astros become the affiliate of the Rangers or of the Express.
You mean if and when? You mean it's happening. Thursday or Friday this
so
week.
So get your facts straight.
But, yeah, if Reed is nice enough to invite me to spring training in West Palm Beach next March, I'd probably say yes. I'm just going to have to say that. I would probably agree to that.
Because you just
do
need to
show
stay
down
with
there,
me.
Get to hang out with Altuve and the guys and Springer Dinger.
Wow.
Well,
I wonder what taking all this vacation is like, man. I wouldn't know.
I'll be working. Don't forget. Oh. I'll be working.
So like you and Trey
getting all those, great interviews. And remember the year I couldn't find the tape? All the great interviews I did?
Oof.
Oh, no. And that was the year that you and I did the Super Bowl, and we had that great tape with, who was it that we did a interview with?
Oh, gosh.
Who Bacon Mayfield.
No, it wasn't Bacon. It was
it was Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis.
The Hall of Fame running
Hall
back.
Hall of Fame running back. We had one of his buddies actually call in.
No, we did. It was a really good interview in that.
Yes.
We were talking with Terrell Davis. He hadn't gotten into the Hall of Fame yet, and we surprised him because our friend Howard Griffith called in, who was his lead fullback for
right.
all those 2,000-yard seasons and, you know, Super Bowls.
Had him on the line together.
And those two guys started yucking it up and telling stories. And it was radio gold. It wasn't even us. We just backed away, and they started having a good time because Terrell didn't know it was coming.
Who's our producer
and
at the time?
Tyler Coe erased it. Because we recorded. Tyler Coe was our producer at the time, I believe. He erased
Speaking of little men.
No, he's an idiot.
I don't think he won an Emmy last night, though.
No, he didn't.
Hey, let's dive into the coach's corner.
Welcome to the Coach's Corner.
All right, kind of all over the place on a Tuesday. We'll hear from Tom Herman coming up. But let me mention. So Josh Gordon was traded to the Cleveland from the Cleveland Browns yesterday to the New England Patriots. So, of course, Josh Gordon has had chance after chance. Remember, he led the NFL in receiving yards in 2013. This guy is uber talented. But he's had a series of abuse issues and addiction problems and off-field suspensions and everything, right?
Yeah, he's used the Cleveland Browns as his rehab center.
Yeah, and the Browns, through various leaderships, I mean, they've had so many different GMs there, have stuck with him because he is uber-talented. And he seems, or has seemed, that he's forthright and wants to get back to being a great player. And, you know, great players help you win football games. And Josh Gordon's never, like, abused anybody or hurt anybody. It's been himself. I mean, he is his own worst enemy. He is an addict. Well, turns out that the issue that he had of late, because, you know, if you watched Hard Knocks, they felt like they were going to wait on Josh Gordon. They gave him some time this offseason, and he was going to be back. He actually caught a touchdown pass in their game against the Steelers that ended up in a tie in week one. But then, so on Friday night, apparently Josh Gordon was granted permission by the Browns to go do a photo shoot for a clothing line that he's got, okay, called Flash.
Oh, no.
So they said sure. But instead, the Browns discovered that he was participating in the filming of a hype video intended to be released as a social media commercial. And while doing the hype video, they were filming him running a 40-yard dash in which he pulled his hamstring.
This fool actually started really running the 40. They didn't, like, make it so the speed was going just show him going in slow motion?
For the hype video, he was going through football-related drills on a Friday night and not doing a photo shoot, which is what he sold the Browns on. And then he pulled up lame and showed up to the meeting the next morning.
Late
and injured, to which the Browns said, bye, Felicia. And so now he's a member of the New England Patriots, and what makes you think he's not going to go out there and do well?
Oh, he's going to be fabulous with them.
Edelman will be back. Yeah, Edelman, Gronk.
Gronk and Josh Gordon now.
Well, this is complete. You know what the Patriots, this is a no-lose situation for them. And I mean, because they still have two more games without Julian Edelman.
Right.
And if you watch the game against Jacksonville on Sunday, this is about Rob Gronkowski. They need someone to.
Absolutely.
Because Gronk's getting double-teamed in the middle of the field on every play because no one's afraid of the people on the outside, especially in Jacksonville. And you got a guy like Jalen Ramsey and, you know, their corners. They weren't worried about that with Chris Hogan and the crew on the outside. No relation.
So, although he did catch two touchdown passes in that game.
He did.
He did get loose.
But their game, and that was late, though. They were in control of that football game. And that game was, their game plan was to not let Rob Gronkowski beat him. And they wouldn't. Rob Gronkowski caught two passes or one pass in that football game. And they understand how important Gronk is. So Josh Gordon is coming in and with his hype video. And then they'll get Julian Edelman back. And you know who else made his debut who looked pretty good on Sunday, even in the loss to Jacksonville, is the rookie running back Sonny Michel.
Yes.
Who
he's kind of feeling his way.
I mean, just because they lost in Jacksonville, don't discount the Patriots, because if Josh Gordon, you know, in that organization with that leadership, if he gets his head on straight and can be a productive player with Gronk, with Edelman returning, with Chris Hogan, and then you add Sonny Michel to that backfield to go with James White, that's still a pretty damn good
team. Well, they're giving up a fifth-round draft pick, and I don't know if he does the right thing, but this guy he has problems doing the right thing, and that's because of his addiction problem. He can't get a hold of that.
But by all accounts, this was not about a relapse of any kind. This was just he was dishonest to the team.
Okay, he's got mental issues then, because that's mentally
that's dumb.
Stupid to do that.
Yeah, no, I mean,
when everybody's giving you all these chances and you're not telling them the truth, and you go out and actually run a 40-yard and pull a – I mean, you don't actually have to run the 40-yard dash. You know what I mean? You're not on a clock. You just need to go in slow motion,
it's a hype video.
What is he, Terrence Williams running into street shoes in the street?
He wasn't in the parking lot of the strip club running 40s on a bet. That's what cowboys do. By the way, another NFL note. Seems like Dan Bailey's quite the upgrade for your Minnesota Vikings kicking situation.
Thank you very much.
And Dan Bailey, according to his
in the dome,
according to Dan Bailey's people, he turned down four different teams. He was waiting on the right team. He had options.
But you know the Minnesota Vikings with kickers, don't you? You know what happens to them.
Dan Bailey is the second most accurate kicker in league history.
I'm thinking the Minnesota Vikings maybe going to Super Bowl.
They can look. We're 2 weeks in. I'm still not sure who the best team in the NFC is. I mean, the Rams look like the power, but guess who's coming back for Philadelphia? Carson Wentz is back this week. Carson Wentz will start.
Boy, I think they're rushing him back too soon.
Well, they think he's fully medically cleared, and after the loss to Tampa last week, he is he's back. He will start for the Eagles this coming Sunday. We're going to talk to Brian Broaddus, DallasCowboys.com, coming up our weekly visit at just after 8:05 next hour. So there you go. Let's hear from Tom Herman in our Coach's Corner. We'll hit some more NFL coming up. But we'll also get BK's thoughts, the coaching thoughts. He's been watching the tape.
Yeah, he's a
coach.
Coach
now.
BK.
Yeah, and it's our Coach's Corner.
I like that now.
Yeah, but do you guys need my thoughts? I can speak like Tom Herman for
in
sure.
a second. Well, let's hear from Tom Herman on building off the USC win. They're 2-1. Conference play begins, but they have to take that, what they accomplished Saturday, and build on it.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I just choose to use a different word. I mean, it's energy. It's lessons learned. It's validation. It's, you know, there's a lot of things that come from winning a game like that that are positive for your program and positive for the psychology of your players, because you know, in the last, I mean, you rattled off the statistic on Thursday, right? The average, you know, the losses since we've been here have been whatever, 6 points or 5 points or something like that, and so we've been so close for so long that to finally break through the close barrier and actually finish gives us energy and gives us some validation of the fact that the way that we do things will and can lead to success.
All right, so that's
that was long. Still learning. That's what he meant.
Well, and that was the guy asked, because Tom Herman has said that he believes momentum is an illusion, and that's what he teaches his players, and he wants them to believe that. He doesn't believe in momentum. And, you know, people don't – that's what he's saying, though, but he phrases it differently, that it's,
right,
it's a confidence that, yes, we can finish. By the way, that to Tom Herman's point on momentum and illusion, you know which game he could use as an example for that? Is that Jacksonville game we were talking about with New England. There was a moment in that game where it looked like New England was going to come back and win this game. It was 24-10. Brady had just scored a touchdown.
That's
and
right.
Then they intercepted New England intercepted Blake Bortles right at midfield, and they could have gone down and made it 24-17, and you're thinking, oh, geez, here come the – and this is, I think, what Tom Herman's talking about when he overtalks these things. But New England had a pick, and it looked, you know, how many times do you think Tom Brady come back and win this game?
Sure.
He did it to him in the AFC Championship game a year ago. But in this instance, Jacksonville bowed up.
They snatched it right from him.
Yeah, Jacksonville said –
Didn't they force a fumble on Brady?
Well, and yeah, exactly. And this would be what Tom Herman's talking about when he says momentum is an illusion. You can do something about momentum. If it feels like the momentum's going against you and Tom Brady's about to take this thing back, as he said last week, put your foot in the ground, go make a play. You control the momentum with you know, you guys making plays. And Jacksonville did just that. They went strip sack, fumbled Tom Brady. They went down and scored. And instead of it looking like it was going to be a ball game, Jacksonville retook control of the game. And I think that would be what Tom Herman's talking about.
Well, just wording again. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Trickeration.
But
Tom Herman has some trickeration going on.
And look, I mean, again, whatever people think of Tom Herman, that is his mindset, and that's what he's trying to teach his team, which is, you know, move on to the next play. If you have a bad play, it's not momentum, that's just a bad play. Let's go have a good play on the next and forget about that. And that's how we're going to build.
Can't get that one back.
Yeah, move on. Move on to the next play.
Find another story.
Find something else to talk about.
That's right.
Find another story to write.
But coming up, we'll let Tom Herman talk about his relationship with Gary Patterson and the respect that he has for Gary Patterson and his defenses and his coaching ability. We'll also get coaches' thoughts on the Big 12. The Longhorns want to be a part and a factor in the Big 12 Conference. Saturday's obviously a big opportunity to make a statement in that direction, that they can be a factor in the Big 12 with TCU coming to town on Saturday afternoon. We'll get into that coming up. Plus, yeah, Coach BK will weigh in after he's broken the tape, what he saw from this TCU team.
We got to stop, because I'm never calling him coach. We got to quit that now. No, we got to stop it now.
Can I be a coach?
No.
I'm trying to be a youth coach. Is that weird if
you
I don't
coach
have any
Pop
kids
Warner?
On the team?
Why don't you go coach Pop Warner with our boss?
Ooh. Nah, he'll probably fire me from two jobs if that were the case.
We'll be back. B&E on a Tuesday.
B&E.
We will have Bucky's Tuesday tip for you kids in the car line. Also, BK with Hot or Not before the top of the hour. And Brian Broaddus, DallasCowboys.com, our weekly visit, coming up just after the top of the hour in the headlines. Remember, go register to win a pair of Silver Bullet tickets to see the University of Texas play TCU this Saturday at DKR. Winner also receives two $25 vouchers valid at the concession stands, the 1883 concession stands, and a unique on-field experience. You must be 21 or older to enter. But if you want to win those that silver bullet package, Texas and TCU, go to hornfm.com. That's going to be special. It's going to be quite a day, 3:30 on Saturday. And if you missed our last hour, Bucky is trying to make up for week one or two.
I have not made it a total unit play yet. Okay?
Oh, you have not?
I have not made it a 1,000-unit play because my next play has to be a 1,000-unit after I lost you 500-unit play, correct?
In you order to get even, round. You got to double
well,
down.
You got to double down.
Or at least, yeah.
Yeah.
And you're leaning towards the purple on Saturday.
I'm not only leaning.
I know.
I'm not only leaning
well,
towards
the
purple.
Well, I'll tell you what needs to happen if Texas is going to win that game here coming up on Saturday. Also, the Conorak Bucky. But
you ever see that song in Thriller that Michael Jackson does when he does that lean, that move?
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm kind of like that Michael
you're
Jackson move.
You're leaning towards the three-point favorite for TCU, not nearly enough is what you're saying?
No, it's not
but
enough.
The last time you put the 500-unit on a home underdog, it didn't end up well for you.
Well, you got to make up to the people.
I know.
That's what I'm here for, to make up to the people. But it's still a learning process.
I might lean like Michael Jackson towards whoever's playing Buffalo this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Bills?
Yes.
You know what that is? My Minnesota Vikings. But you know what they're giving up? 17 in
not
an
enough.
NFL game.
Not enough,
there's
baby.
No way. In an NFL game, 17 points.
With that dude Josh Allen playing in Minnesota in that stadium, that's not nearly enough. Now Dan Bailey banging kicks.
That's not enough, 17 points.
The Bills are so bad, their players are quitting at halftime.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like hanging it up. This is no fun. Hey, Buck, let's get him the tip for the kids.
You got
in the car line.
Bucky's Tips for Kids, brought to you by Mighty Top Garage Floors, MightyTopFloors.com.
Up in the morning and out to school.
Oh, I bet you there's a line to be up with the traffic that's out there this
morning.
Well,
let me mention that again.
Yeah, mention to them.
We said it at 6 o'clock, and Scott Bennett has been mentioning it. I mean, this only affects people in our neighborhood, because we're out here west, 360, and almost to Bee Cave. We're at Lost Creek, but a truck took down some power lines last night on Bee Cave Road between Barton Creek Boulevard and 360, really the county line area right there on 360, and it is shut down. And I've been thinking about that because if you live 360 or Bee Caves going west and north, that's your way in.
Yeah.
There is no other way in, is there?
I guess
you got to cut
so.
Down past Barton Creek and cut down Lost Creek or Southwest Parkway. That's going to create a mess if you're
dealing with
that.
We're down here by BK's Country Club, yeah.
Well, I know a lot of people live down that way, you know, Cuernavaca, and they've got to drive their kids to school, and their schools are over here. And I don't know how they're getting there today. So you're maybe not even in the car line yet. If you're sitting in that, we're thinking about you. But
absolutely.
Find an alternate route, but there aren't many alternate routes. Buck, what do you have for the kids
today?
And
my friend Brian Bannock says thank you very much for the phone calls, 512-636-6393. I only get you to call. That's up to him to sell. I told him that. That's the way that's going to go from now on. Listen, kids, before you get yourself into any kind of conflict, and maybe this will work for your older kids and you adults too, whether it's at school, whether it's at home, whether it's with friends, if you have a part in it, you got to figure out a way to end that conflict. If someone else is just having a bad day, check this out. It's not up to you to figure out why they're having a bad day. But you need to understand, if you're a part of the conflict, do apologize and move on. Take responsibility of being a part of that conflict. If you don't have anything to do with it, it's not up to you to look at somebody and say, what the hell is going on with you today? But if you have a part in the conflict, do this. Just apologize and move on. That's my tip for you kids. Forget about having conflict. Move away from it. If you have a part of it, say, I'm sorry about my part of this deal, but I'm moving on. I don't understand where you're going to be, but I can't be a part of that conflict. BK, you need to think of that each and every time you head out to 6th Street, too.
Nice. Yeah, okay? Avoid the conflict.
Avoid the conflict if you have something to do with it. It doesn't hurt you to say, I apologize for my part in this. But if you have no part in it and somebody is just having a bad day, that's not up to you to try to figure out why they're having a bad day.
Move on. Find another story
Thank
to write.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, good luck, you youngsters.
Yes, indeed.
Good luck.
You're going to deal with a lot of conflict out there, believe me.
Well, and, you know, maybe on Thursday it can help out. You know what we're dealing with at the house with a junior and a senior? Homecoming coming up. Homecoming dresses.
Oh, already?
Yeah. That's
really?
A couple weeks, you know.
It's not that mom thing, is it?
Yeah.
That big, huge, that monster mom?
I guess.
It's like $400 for a mom
now? I don't
get
it out at our place. So the dance is next Saturday, like a week from Saturday, and then the
You got to pay cash for the dance? Like, do you have to pay to help out the dance?
Do I?
Yeah, you.
I'm sure I'll have to come out of pocket for some of that deal.
Yeah, you got to pay for the tickets to...
Yeah, I got both going, the daughter and the son, one, you know.
Who's playing? Reckless Kelly? That he got, I mean, come on. Isn't the local high school band generally playing?
No, they do, but they have a dance. They have a dance.
It's not like Back to the Future where you got Marty McFly and company on the stage.
On.
That's not how it works.
It doesn't work that way
it's
anymore?
It's like speakers now, you know. You got a DJ or something.
Here's a guy that says, I'm headed to the bank now to withdraw money for this 1,000-unit pick of Bucky's.
I didn't give you a 1,000-unit pick yet. No, don't do that. We're not quite there yet. We'll have to see.
Like
what
you gave it to him last hour, didn't he?
Yeah, are you changing your mind? You're pulling back.
We'll see what the coach over there has to say, Coach BK, when he gets his turn.
Well, hot or not, we'll let the coach get some thoughts.
Coach BK was 0-5 on his against the spread picks last week. So
not good.
Not listen to me.
Well, here's the deal. Because you do lean to TCU. They've dominated this series the last 4 years. There's no doubt about that. Look, I'll give you a stat that has to change for Texas. Two things have to change. And I'll borrow the USC games first because they played USC a year ago.
Yes.
And they lost in that overtime game. But in that USC game, Texas was 4-for-16 on third downs and rushed for 68 yards. Okay. A year later against USC, still pretty good defense. They went 10-for-19 on third downs and ran for 160 yards. That's because if you go back to the TCU game a year ago when Texas couldn't run the football, they lost this game, you know, 24-7, but it was a one-score game. It was 17 or two-score game. It was 17-7 for most of the second quarter into the second half, and Texas just could not engineer offense. Texas was 4-for-18 on third downs last year against TCU and ran the ball for 9 yards. Those two stats have to change dramatically if Texas has a chance on Saturday. That's where I think they are better. I do think they're going to be better on third down. I think they're going to be better running the football. Typically, you're better on third down when you can run the football because you stay ahead of the chains, and Sam Ellinger is a year better. But those things have to change. And the other thing, Buck, is fast. You can't get off to a slow start. I mean, this is, you know, Todd Orlando, they got off to a slow start at Maryland defensively. They got off to a slow start against USC. And last year against TCU, they were down 17-0 early in the second quarter because they went up and down the field on them. And then from that point on, they didn't really move the ball until the game was decided. But Todd Orlando can't wait till the second quarter against TCU this week to get his defense locked in. They've got to be ready to play. But we've got all week to talk about it. You're leaning TCU. I'll try to present the argument for Texas throughout the course of the week.
I'm just thinking. I hate to say it's fool's goal. I just hate to say it's fool goal. That USC team was not very good this weekend.
I don't disagree with you. And that's why the score was
30. They just weren't very good.
That's why the final score was so one-sided. And then Texas, if Brandon Jones makes an interception on a ball that he should have made a play on in the first quarter, that game's uglier than that.
Sure it is.
It's an uglier than even that. And so Texas dominated a bad team. And that's what they needed to do. They need to do that.
But I'm going on your theory. This is all because part of this is all about you.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
None of this is about me.
No, it's about
you. There's not a moment of this game that's about me.
No. The moment of this whole deal is about you because you still, in your mind, believe that this group of coaches went vanilla. That's right. This group of coaches at Texas went vanilla against Maryland. There is no excuse for that. I'm still not a believer in what they do offensively.
I'm not trying to make an excuse for it. I'm just saying what I think happened. After watching this team for 3 weeks, I believe
okay
that they felt like they could beat Maryland on talent alone, go in there with a pretty vanilla game plan, beat the Terrapins and get out of there, and then they could handle Tulsa and handle, as you said, USC with a freshman quarterback, and then this is the week.
They should have been 3-0.
I think this team should have been 3-0. I agree with that 100%, but they're not. They're 2-1. My point would be this is, to me, in their mind, and I'm trying to get in their mind, The plan, throw stuff at TCU they haven't seen yet. This is the week where you come with stuff that's not on tape, that Gary Patterson can't diagnose.
Well, then Tom Herman has to take over the entire offense because...
Well, maybe he does.
As much as I think, I don't want to blame everything on Tim Beck, I don't think he has the mind to beat a Gary Patterson defense. That's just it, period.
Tim Beck?
Yeah,
I agree with you.
He doesn't have the mind to beat Gary.
I don't disagree with him. And if Tom Herman and Tim Beck try to come out this week and run what they've been running, now some of that base stuff will still be there, but don't put anything new in and don't install things they have not seen yet. You know, Gary Patterson's already watched every Texas game 3 times by now. It's only Tuesday.
Yes,
he's ready to attack the weakness and he knows where it's at. You've got to self scout and understand what Gary Patterson's going to try to do to you and go against it, go against his tendencies. This is a game where Tom Herman, look, before this year, and even last year, Tom Herman was known as the big game killer, right? Tom Herman was the guy who came up with game plans to beat higher, you know, be the underdog and find a way to win it. This is a game where Tom Herman has to throw that out there because if they can win this game, go 1-0 in the Big 12, the confidence this program would gain would be unbelievable.
Well, if they were 3-0, everybody would be excited. Agreed. About this group.
And I think the reason they're not 3-0 is they overlooked Maryland, if that's even possible.
Quickly, this is not about the X's and O's. This is about the Jimmys and the Joes. And guess who got more Jimmys and Joes right now?
TCU.
They do. And I don't think Tom Herman and those guys can out-scheme the Jimmys and the Joes. That's just how good they are. They're way more physical right now. Right now.
We'll see. We'll see. Saturday, 3:30.
Don't maybe give a score here. I don't want to give a score. It's too early.
Well, it's
for
only
scores.
Tuesday. I know. Wait till Friday for the scores.
That's a big score.
Let's get a timeout. When we come back, BK and the coach will weigh in. Coach is hot or not. He's rewatched the TCU Ohio State game. Got to get his thoughts on that. Also, I want to ask him a question about that LSU game. The LSU come from behind win at Auburn on Saturday.
Oh, he probably broke that down.
Plus, and that's a game that Brian Broaddus will be excited about, because Broaddus, LSU guy, played at LSU. So we'll talk to him, a little college football. Cowboys, of course, after 8 o'clock. It's B&E on a Tuesday.
What's hot and what's not?
Come watch the games at Alibi on Rainy Street with their kickoff to College Game Day. Come enjoy drink and beer specials throughout the games and get your first taste of Altstadt's Marzen-style Oktoberfest.
Tell you what's hot. The sun is out. It's going to be out the rest of the week. 94 today after all the rain. We'll certainly take the sunshine. 93 tomorrow and sunny. Also hot, the college football week. I mean, there's already a nice energy. Texas TCU, got Aggie fans already weighing in about their trip to Tuscaloosa on Saturday. A lot going on. It's already, and it's only Tuesday. That's good. Plus, Brian Broaddus will be great coming up after the top of the hour talking Cowboys, who got the big win on Sunday night and improved to 1-1. They go to Seattle this weekend to play the Seahawks. Yeah. Seattle. On to Seattle.
My friend Brian Vanek just called. I gave out the wrong number.
Nice work. And that's not hot.
Well, you know, for once he actually listened to Tip for Kids in the car line. 512-636-6396. Okay? B, there it is. There it is for you. You like those? You like, you know, those garage floors that look really clean and smooth and gray and blue and different color? I'm about to get me one of those deals.
Nice.
Because I am the owner of some new property, as a matter of fact.
We'll build the house first, then worry about the garage floors.
Wait a minute. You got us looking in advance. Remember, the best years of my life are yet to come.
That's right. I love that. I love that attitude that you. Yeah, I could use that. No, we've got, Hey, BK, what do you have,
do we have there, Coach? Coach.
What's up, Coach Kellner?
How are you guys?
We're good
there,
Coach. You
played to win the game.
Thank you. Thank you for all those tips.
Yeah, Herm Edwards didn't. They lost.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, good point. Good point. That was another underdog call of the week by BK right there. All right, guys, September 18th, 20 and 18. How about this one? National Cheeseburger Day.
Oh, heard this is coming.
You guys down with the cheeseburgers? Love. And also, where's your favorite spot to get a burger?
Oh, you know, I'm really starting to go all over the place. But the Lee Kitchen and Tavern. There you go. How's that?
Who's their cheeseburger?
They are delicious.
Is this the part where we all hit our sponsors?
Absolutely.
Yeah, Doc's Backyard.
There you go. See, buy one, get
half
one free.
Half price burgers on Monday.
That's right. Monday, same thing. Buy one, get one free.
Gotta have that.
That's right, man.
No,
I mean,
but you know what? I'm big on the cheese on the burger. I really am.
Yes.
But not just, you know, I like a little Swiss, maybe a little a variety of cheeses on the
And because you heard me get my Whataburger the other day from the first time having a Whataburger with. What was her name? Victoria or something like that? Vanessa.
Vanessa?
Yeah, Vanessa, yeah. So I'm into the Whataburger. I was never really into being a big fan of Whataburger. But when it comes to fast food, that burger tastes better
than fast food. Because it's not that fast. If you go to Whataburger, you're going to wait. Because they're going to cook it for you right then.
It's good. It tastes good.
There is faster food than Whataburger.
You mean Taco Bell? That crunched up mess that they give to you?
I've eaten Taco Bell 3 straight weekdays.
Oh, no.
Can't stop going.
Addiction.
Gut busters.
What else there, Coach?
It's also the Air Force's birthday.
Oh, nice.
Not to be confused with the Space Force. All right, guys, NFL power rankings out today after week 2. I'm going to give you the top 5, and then we'll go Cowboys and Texans. But top 5, the Rams at number 1, Jacksonville 2, Kansas City 3, New England 4, and Philadelphia rounding out the top 5. You guys down with the top 5 from ESPN on the power?
I like it. I'm still staying with the Rams as number 1.
I'm in full agreement of that.
Yeah, I like Jacksonville moving up to 2.
I think Jacksonville made a statement with their win over New England. I think, you know, obviously for New England with Bill Belichick, it's about November and December, and they'll be better. But, yeah, Jacksonville made a statement, no question. And the Rams, all the moves they made in the offseason are paying dividends. They've played a couple bad teams, though. They played Oakland and Arizona. They'll see tougher teams. So Jacksonville with their win over New England and their opening win at the New York Giants and Kansas City, that's impressive as anybody, Buck, to go and beat Pittsburgh in Pittsburgh and the Chargers in L.A. I mean, that's Pat Mahomes and company. So, yeah, I think those are right on.
I like it. I think those are good, BK. I really do. I like those power rankings. Right where they are, good.
Okay.
Yeah. What about Cowboys and Texans, guys, on this? The Dallas Cowboys coming off their Sunday night win. They are number 17, still in the bottom half of the league. Houston at number 22. They are the highest ranked 0-2.
Well, that's the one that really surprises me.
Well, because, again, I've watched every play of both the first two games. You realize the Texans lead the NFL in rushing? Lead the NFL, and they're 0-2.
Okay, that's bad coaching.
Yeah, exactly. They lead the NFL in rushing yards, and they're 0-2. Their defense is not bad. Statistically, it's been pretty darn good. They're losing because of self-inflicted wounds and penalties and dumb mistakes. And if they can eliminate those, the Texans, because they still haven't played a home game yet, the Texans can get back in the mix in the AFC South, but the coaching has and the discipline on the team has to improve dramatically. Cowboys, I think through 2 weeks, Buck, I haven't changed my mind much. I think the Cowboys are going to be pretty good this year. I really do. And we'll talk to Broadus about it coming up. I mean, I think they can win 10 games. But where do they stack up in the hierarchy of the NFC? That hasn't changed for me. I don't think they're on par with the Vikings or the Rams in the NFC right now. But I think they'll beat Seattle in Seattle Sunday.
Will they ever get their center back this year, do you think?
We'll ask Brian Broadus about that. I don't know. I don't think they know. I mean, this is a crazy and really scary diagnosis mm-hmm. for a guy that's it's bigger than the team or football
sure
right now for him with Travis Frederick. But we'll ask Brian what he's hearing about Travis Frederick. But they're going to be very careful. But I actually like where the Cowboys are going. I think their defense is going to be one of the better in the NFC. I think, but Dak Prescott has to play better. But I just don't think they match up with the top three or four teams in the NFC. I think they can be in the mix, though, in their own division.
You know who reminds me of that kind of defense? The Horned Frogs. Lots of speed. Lots of speed on the defense.
You are wearing purple this week.
I'm not doing purple. I'm just trying to listen. We have to get better to beat them, okay? We have to get better to beat them.
You're right about that.
You got to be at you have to be at your very best.
You've got them in your building with another 103,500 plus. You've got to ride that.
Excitement's going to be the same this week?
It's got to be.
There's going to be tons of TCU fans here too. That is going to
be
a cool scene.
But they stick them up in the corner now.
What? They don't get to sit wherever they want to? The opposing team doesn't sit where they want anymore?
Chris Del Conte said, no, sir, you're way up here, nosebleed.
You know Chris Del Conte used to be at TCU. Oh,
I do know
that. He's got some secrets.
Yeah, I'm sure he's
some secrets
with Coach Herman.
There you go.
Drew Martin may know a thing or two, too.
That's true.
Oh, it's a fun week. It really is. Thank you to BK, Coach Kellner.
Coach
Brian
Kellner
Broad is coming next. Let's get a timeout so we can get to him on time. It's Beanie on the Horn.